obviously somebody who knows himself, knows what he's doing real well, but that's not like a small interruption to his regular routine to bounce back like he did tonight. It was impressive.
It was very impressive, and he was the one that talked us into it. He really wanted it. Low stress, last outing with that rain delay, 34 pitches. He felt really good the 2 days in between playing catch, and he was pretty adamant about taking the ball today with no limitations. So really nice job by him, had everything working, gave us a really solid outing.
How much did Dylan Carlson kind of set the tone tonight, the way the first catch of the game and then the way he hit the ball?
Yeah, he continues to play really nice center field, and he took some really good swings for us. It's a pretty good arm we just faced, and from the right side, he did his job and then came up from the left side and got that single for a run. I mean, solid job in the leadoff spot tonight.
Specifically, his plate discipline, what did you notice this month? He's taking a lot of walks.
Yeah, he's walking from both sides of the plate. He's shrinking the zone, making sure he doesn't leave it, and he's been pretty stubborn about that. It's played pretty well for him. Yeah.
Well, you feel like the offense is coming alive, like you're getting that depth where you're getting hitting up and down the lineup right now?
I do. There's a lot of guys contributing, a lot of guys feeling good about where they're at with their swings. A big night from Nolan, drove in four. And I mean, just some really good swings. I mean, Herrera, nothing to show for it, but I mean, the contact he made tonight was really, really positive as well. But up and down that lineup, you got a lot of guys taking really good at-bats. So, yeah.
You said that Herrera has earned more playing opportunities. When you're looking at him, what are you looking at in terms of evaluating and what have you seen that's really thrived so far?
You're kind of looking at what it looked like the first time up here compared to what he's done the second time. And the game's just slower, and that's a big part of, I mean, when you're thinking about the catching position, his ability to take all the information and then recall it, apply it. The game's just slower to him. He looks calm back there. He's done a really nice job just framing and blocking and then just working with our pitchers. The game, the biggest difference between this time and last time he was up here is just everything looks slower. But he's put in a lot of work, so credit to him. And offensively, he's taken some really good swings. So he has shown really well. Yeah, he's a big time player, one of the best in the game, and he's a scary at bat regardless of situation. So he's a big part of our offense, and to see him come alive over the last several weeks, it makes that lineup pretty scary. So yeah.
Rough kind of day for him.
Once they
get to Herrera,
good. It was good to get him out there. We had Stratton and Romero down today, so he was going to take the seventh, and it was good. I think he's going to help us. We'll throw him back out there. Yeah.
A couple of infield singles tonight in the ninth for Miami, but just stay composed through that. How have you seen his mental strength grow as the season has gone on?
Night and day. I mean, if there's an area of growth for Hicks, it's been in that. Exactly, just being able to slow things down, not allow things to snowball. He's been able to keep his composure regardless of situation and take ownership over his career. And we've seen a lot of the success on the field being led by a lot of the habits he's creating off the field and in his preparation leading into every outing. So, yeah, he's done a really nice job.